I did see the article, James. Unfortunately, I don't have any information on that. And I know that the former president is certainly here under house restrictions. And he has a case to answer in the courts of Sierra
Leone. It says there that ECOWAS secures asylum for former Sierra Leone president Barack Obama in Nigeria.
Again, if such a thing will have happened, I think I will know in my incapacity. And I can tell you now that that has not happened.
There are some indication that your foreign minister has said that your government would not accept that.
Again, James, what I can tell you is that the ECOWAS mission was here. We issued a very public memo on the outcome of the conversation that happened. Since then, there's not been any updates. The former president is answering to a very specific set of charges. He was in court yesterday, he'll be back on the 17th. And the rest of the conversations with ECOWAS and other international parties, we have nothing to report.
When I spoke with you, I also spoke with the one of the lawyers for the former president who said that a man of the former president's stature can never be involved in any attempt to overthrow a government, indicating that these charges are all politically motivated.
Again, I think the lawyers of any client will know that the place to make your case is not to the media, it will be in front of a court. We are seeking to avoid the kind of political commentary that some people are used to. Nobody's above the law. There's no provision in our law that says anybody's above the law. And at the same time, nobody's below the law. So nobody's targeted because of their position, but nobody's exempted. I think what would be really outrageous is that we said, oh, we have evidence of wrongdoing, but because of this person's position, we will spare them. That would be the terrible precedent. And I ask again, any good lawyer will be making their case in courts and not necessarily on social media.
So once again, did your government receive any request from ECOWAS?
As I've said, James, that once we have a position, a public communique to make clear our conversations with ECOWAS, we will do so. The last one was after our visit, and we made that very clear. They were here to condemn the coup, to commit their support to the government of Sierra Leone and to President of Sierra Leone, His Excellency President Julius Maada Bio, to also commit their support to our democracy and the actions that we have taken. We do not have any public communique, progress on any conversations between Sierra Leone and ECOWAS yet to report. And when we do that, James, as you know, always, I will convey that to you.
Minister, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Always. Thank you.